Political turmoil deepens in France after the Prime Minister's resignation on Monday. His departure fuels mounting calls for President Emmanuel Macron to step down amid a growing leadership crisis. NTD International correspondent David Vez reports from Paris.
Following Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu's resignation on Monday, France's government is plunged into political chaos. His departure comes after weeks of growing tension in Parliament and a series of internal disputes over the government's handling of economic and social reforms. Some experts call the situation a political deadlock. Lecornu is the fourth prime minister to resign in less than a year. According to legal expert and policy analyst Régis de Castelnau, the root cause lies in a divided parliament, split into blocs that disagree on nearly everything, but can easily unite to vote for a no-confidence motion to reject any new prime minister.
This situation is unprecedented. The president appears very weak in a political system where normally he should have significant strength and leverage, but here we are with a completely blocked parliament. There is no majority whatsoever at a moment when there are significant worries over the economic, social, industrial, and financial situation. It looks like France is a car without brakes, heading toward a wall at high speed. That's the feeling it gives. It's an unprecedented crisis.
Following the resignation, three scenarios are possible: the appointment of a new prime minister, snap legislative elections, or the resignation of President Emmanuel Macron. The last option, once seen as unimaginable in France's political system, is gaining momentum. Not only do 70% of French citizens favor Macron's resignation, according to a poll by Odoxa Backbone Consulting, but calls for him to step down now comes from his own political circle, including former Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, who has suggested holding new presidential elections.